Thank you for joining the Rosie on the House broadcast, your weekend soft wake-up call here in the great state of Arizona, where we're visiting with my son, Romy, and co-host, who has just returned from the Heirloom Seed Festival in Northern California. At 8 o'clock, of course, we have John J. Harper coming in. We'll talk about anything that you're trying to tackle out in the yard. 9 o'clock, we're going to be talking about home offices. And at 10 o'clock, we're going to be talking about the Romeros and fascination with everything masonry. And we've got the good folks from Superlight Old Castle coming in and talking about block.
I love it.
Yeah.
One of the highest read articles on our website is the proper mortar mix ratio for setting block. And it was written by Dave Enders, who will be in.
He'll be in so today.
If you have any questions about masonry, I won't say he's unstoppable. He's unblockable, though.
There you go. And we're going to be talking about all the different things about block. It's just not your boring 8816. I mean, there's so many finishes and colors and products and textures currently available in the world of maintenance-free masonry.
So, if you're at rosieonthehouse.com as well, on the bottom of the homepage, we've got a couple links to recent blogs, and we posted an article about the Heirloom Seed Festival with a lot of pictures, and I still have a lot more that will go in there. There was only so much I could get written and so many pictures up at once, because there really was so much to learn, and that was one of the neat things about the expo. There are a ton of resources out there for sustainability, traditional, old school techniques, but no place, you've got to go find them individually. This is the only place I've ever been where they bring it all together. It's the only, you know, you've got the National Hardware Show, you've got the the Electronic House Expo, they bring them all together. Well, this Baker Creek Seed Company who puts it on finally brought all these different willing participants together. So you saw names like Mother Earth News, I'm sure you're familiar with, Whole Foods Market. You know, so it's finally got its own support and draw together. But because it is the Heirloom and it is organic, you run into a lot of the, you know, anti-GMO, very, very
adamant, in your face kind of.
Yes. But this expo wasn't. It was not in your face at all. You just left there with feeling like you had a good education and that you really needed to do a lot of this yourself. But there was a guy there that they had a media event Wednesday morning, and there was a guy that makes anti-GMO films. And I had an opportunity to talk to him, and we were visiting, and I just said, you know, I don't know if it's a good or a bad thing. I mean, there's a cause and effect to everything. So, you know, what is the long-term effect of GMOs? I don't know. I haven't done the research. I really don't have time to learn and become a chemist and a health surgeon and all these things to determine. But let's just say everything is bad and worse. The GMOs are even worse than you could possibly imagine. And it reduces your life by 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, because, you know, the health of the food isn't there and it breaks down your body slower. Isn't that still better than starving to death in 6 weeks? And you could tell he never even thought of that. It's like, oh, I guess that would be pretty bad. So, you can do two things. You can stop buying GMO products if it's something that you're concerned of and just buy an organic alternative. You are going to pay more up front, but that's the question. Are you saving money in the long term because you don't – your health benefits it towards the end of – or your health bills towards the end of your life?
I guess another issue too is how honest is the labeling. You know, do you really – are you buying something? Are you paying for something you're really getting?
Well, I think they kind of stepped in it on that topic when they start putting glyphosate in the pediatric milk, canned milk. I mean, when you put Roundup weed poison in the pediatric milk that you buy for your children, the research and development team probably missed something there.
Well, I don't think, were they adding it after the fact to the milk? I think a lot of the, what you hear
that's
is,
right.
is, it's the Roundup, it's a
that
residual
the
product
crops with, right.
that's left on the ground that is absorbed into your foods and your grains that you feed the cows, and so this product is left at the end. I don't think it's
and that's one of our favorite products we talk about all the time for labor saving applications on your yard. The pre-emergent glyphosate.
It's different in your desert landscape than when you're trying to grow vegetables, for sure. But I think it's important that we all start thinking about it and talking about it and be responsible.
A lot of gadgets for putting food up.
There was, I will get to those.
Okay,
I've got a whole list of individual products, and I'll even have the stuff that I picked up. I didn't get out of there without contributing around $350 to different different vendors in total, just on stuff that I was like, oh man, that would be great for our home. But in the end, whether you're thinking GMO or not, it either grow your own or find somebody that did. And what this expo did really well is bring together a lot of resources for finding that organic food. There's a great organization I found called Slow Food USA, and they have different chapters all over the country. And there was one on the Russian River right there in Sonoma County. They had a community apple press. So during apple harvest, you could go take your apples to the press and make your own applesauce or your own juices. So, and you know, each one of those slow food chapters has their own little unique thing that they do on helping people cultivate locally.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.